Let's start by discussing what we're actually talking about.
It is called the low-risk chest pain protocol. It is developed for patients who present to the emergency room with chest pain, knowing that it is one of the most common complaints for visits in the emergency room. We as physicians have developed different protocols, which are validated by our governing bodies, to be helpful in distinguishing heart-related visits for chest pain versus non-life-threatening chest pain visits. So the protocol is developed to run as if you would in every emergency room. You get evaluated by the doctor. They ask you questions. They do a thorough history and physical. And because sometimes the history and physical is not enough in determining, they will calculate this score, which is one of the pathways that have been validated to be helpful in distinguishing heart-related chest pain. It's called the HEART score. And in it, there is pieces of information that are relevant from the history and the examination and EKG findings and other testing, blood work. It's an enzyme that spills in the blood looking for a heart attack, so it's called a troponin. It's biomarkers.
How does the score work?
There is a low, average, and elevated score. The patients that fall in the low score are the ones that are considered low-risk patients, and that is what the protocol is designed for, to distinguish these patients and have coordinated care for them to follow up and have non-invasive testing done, like a stress test or an echocardiogram, in a short period of time. So 72 hours is what the goal is, to have these patients come back with no hassle and no questions and phone calls and trying to reach their doctors and trying to catch specialists, etc., or testing centers, because it's going to be set up for them. Key here is to identify patients who are at high risk of having a heart attack within a short period of time of presenting to the emergency room. The different tests and the different scores and the different studies that have validated, they've studied patients within a week or two after presentation, all the way up to a month or even longer, depending on the test score that we're talking about. So within a month, I would say, would be the most important scores to validate and calculate. So the idea is if they're seen, examined by a physician, tested, the ones that are needed to have a test, within 72 hours, then the risk becomes very minimal to have a heart attack. If we, for example, calculate the score and we feel that the pain is completely atypical, it's not related to the heart, and it's something, let's say, muscle-related, testing may not even be needed. The ones that we feel the score is indicating some sort of an abnormality, the ones where the pain cannot be differentiated, will have the non-invasive testing. And it's still safe because your score is low.
Those with a low score get to go home, so who has to be hospitalized?
If they are at very high risk, then we classify them as something called acute coronary syndrome. If the symptoms are typical, we're not even talking about chest pain at that point because we've already made the diagnosis that they are at very high risk of heart attack, and there's other labels that go with, you know, medical diagnosis with that. The ones that are at high risk or even moderate risk, they're kept in the hospital as an observation or an admission. Testing is ordered inpatient in the hospital and maybe even a consultation from a specialist like myself, cardiologist, to be seen, evaluated, and decide on what is the next best approach. It's been, again, well validated that these protocols are very helpful at decreasing the length of stay, improving patient satisfaction, decreasing cost to the patient and the community, while maintaining safety. The biggest concern about these patients, as we mentioned, is risk of developing a heart attack. So if we are able to identify those 80% of patients that are at lower risk and triaging them and getting them the right follow-up, we are able to decrease the length of stay and decrease unnecessary testing, unnecessary admissions. There's studies that show the longer patients remain in the hospital, the higher risk of complications, from something simple as reactions to treatments we give, to unnecessary testing, to infections. So if there's a way to keep them safe and out of the hospital, that's what we aim for.
What else is important?
The other most important criteria is the follow-up. We need to make sure that we have a smooth process from the moment that they do show up for their tests in our stress laboratory. And if there is any findings or abnormalities during their tests, whether it is a stress test or an echocardiogram, the reading physician discusses the findings with the patient, gives some limited recommendations based on just on the testing, because they don't have them as an established patient yet. But the most important piece is it gets communicated to their primary doctor, and they need to follow up with primary doctor. And it is, again, emphasized by all the staff in the stress lab to the patient that just having a stress test or just having an echocardiogram or any cardiac testing that you did does not mean you're good to go for years and years to come. These tests have their sensitivities and specificities and limitations as such. So they are recommended to follow up soon with their family doctors to put the pieces together and make further recommendations.
Dr. Scandiri, thank you so much for your time.